Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, we're going to get started today, and today's show is, I'm going to call it the ultimate financial plan. And we're going to go through the different stages in life, from young adult to retirement, in the middle, all that kind of stuff. So if you're just getting started building your career, if you have a son or a daughter getting rolling, or you're at or near retirement, this is going to be a game plan for financial independence. And so what we're going to do to begin with is kind of make the assumption that, you know, you're 20 to 35 years old, you're trying to get your game on and make it happen. And so I have some ideas to begin with. You know, it's always one of two problems. If you don't have your money going right, you've got one of two problems. You either got an income problem, or you got a problem with how you're handling your money. And your income problem, almost always, I've never seen a time that people who love their what they're doing has an income problem. They never have an income problem. The reason you don't have an income problem when you love what you're doing is because you put the time in to be good at it. And then one day your value proposition shows up. Either you're working for someone and they're worried you're going to quit because they know everything about you now. And they're kind of the mindset. I always look at it like this. Know what I know about that person. If they weren't working for me, we would have rehire them. That's kind of my idea on trying to get the very best people. That way I don't have people around in my business that aren't pulling their weight. And so I kind of go that route. And so you'll get good at it. Chances are you might even decide to start your own business doing what you're good at. And so now you got your business. You don't have a job. You like what you're doing. You'll put time into it. You'll be great. The other side is that you are making money, but you just don't know what to do with it. You're spending more than you make. You're doing all that kind of stuff. And so I always tell people, when you're young, and this goes for anyone, if you don't like what you're doing, go find something that you like, all right? And that way you'll get good at it and you'll fix your income problem. And then we're going to work on the parts of that. So the idea, if I were, you know, I'll give this advice to my kids, by the time you're 30 years old, you should have tried things, not quit things, change things, move from one place to the next until you found something that you really got motivated about, and then get good at it and become self-employed, own a business, and one day fix your income problem. It's a simple plan. And then what we do is we do the financial work to make things happen. And that's stick to a budget, build an emergency fund, you know, reduce debt, have good debt versus bad debt. We're going to open a Roth IRA. We're going to contribute to our 401k. We're going to automate savings, all right, so we can, put a plan in place. I always, you know, people come to me, I'm a financial advisor, and I have my guys, you know, I've been doing this forever. And if you meet with one of our advisors, or if you were to meet with me, this would be it. We automate and implement. We're implementers. We implement financial, all right, and by implementing financial, we take one worry off the plate, which is a big worry, which is, how am I going to do financially? And so we automate it. We get started early. We understand compound interest. So when we have a long period of time, we're going to make sure that we get our money put into things that have the chance for growth. Speculating is generally a quick way to get some experience when you go speculate. And then once you get through with that experience of getting rich quick, you'll decide, you know, best thing I need to do is turn it over to professional money managers. Let's do that. We're going to make sure we have basic insurance in place, life insurance, term life, health insurance, disability insurance. We're going to live below our means. We're going to invest the difference between the gap of where we were and what we earn and things like that. Your four focus points, if you are getting started young, would be, number one, grow your income. I've always believed this, that, you know, making more money is the first key to getting financially secure. And what you do is you just grow your income and you just don't grow your expenses. One of the big challenges is people grow their income and their expenses. And so we do that. We play defense with a goal of not losing. So we're not going to go make the bad financial decisions like buying an expensive car or a house we can't afford or getting into credit card debt, no emergency fund, all those kind of things. We're going to not, you know, have a big medical bill and no health insurance, or we're going to, you know, forget to pay our taxes if we're self-employed, all those different things that cause problems. So we get a plan in place. I tell people that, you know, you get your budget forms in place. So you're spending less and you have a gap. And your gap between your income and your outgo is called your quality of life gap. You have no quality of life if you have more going out than you have coming in. And so I start working that direction with younger people. Of course, you want to buy a home. You want to buy one you can afford. And that's not what the mortgage company says you can afford. That's like, you know, 15-20% of your income going to the payment. That's probably pretty good. If you can afford a 15-year mortgage, generally you get a lower interest rate, which means that if you can't afford a 15-year mortgage, you're buying a house that's too expensive. So you want to do that. And then you go save $100,000. And so we want to get to $100,000 as quickly as possible. We put together a team of trusted advisors. I believe with everything that's in me that the reason that I'm where I'm at right now is because early on in my 20s, I got involved in the financial business. And by getting involved, I got to learn from the inside of how money works. I learned what mutual funds were. I had a chance to meet with one of the guys. I made a list of a lot of people that were, you know, people that had a lot of impact on me. And, you know, my dad was one of them. Of course, my dad was always conservative. I mean, I remember growing up as a kid, he said, look, you just don't want to waste money. And he kept telling me that. And then one day I left the lights on in my bedroom, and I was a kid, and I came home and he had taken the light bulbs out. And he says, we're not wasting electricity. Why do you have the, if you, we're not going to have lights on when you're not in the room. Well, here I am 64 years old, and I can't walk out of the place. I can't walk out of a room without turning the lights off. But, you know, those are the kind of things that happen. So you start learning things. You put together a team of trusted advisors to where you can put together a GPS, a goal, a plan, a schedule, and you build that. And then we budget. We have an emergency fund, and we get all these things in place. And so what we're going to do today is we're building a foundation. So I don't care where you're at. If you're young, getting started, you're in the middle, you got to have certain basics. And today we're going to talk all about the basics. And if you want more information, if you want to set a plan up, I would go to roymatlikejr.com. You can call our office, 615-843-2999, and you can set up a free call. That would be the first step. That's how we like to do to see if it works out. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit roymatlockjr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr., and we are talking money as we always do. This is going on, gosh, 1992 I went on the air, so it's been a while. And we always talk about the basics of getting your finances right. Today we're doing the stages of life from being young and getting started all the way through middle and retirees, and I'll be talking about all of that. And right now we began the first segment with, you know, the beginning parts of, you know, getting started if you're young. We have a four-part plan to automate your financial independence. So if you have as little as $300 a month, we can put something together for you. I love working with young people. If you want to find out about that, to where we can teach you a way to, you know, get it together early on, reach out to our office at 615-843-2999 or visit roymatlockjr.com, and we'll do a 30-minute phone call with you, no cost, and, you know, find out if you're a good fit for us and vice versa. And as we were going through this plan, I'm going to give you kind of the getting started 7 points. Number one, goal, plan, schedule, build a team of trusted advisors. You're young, getting started, don't make bad decisions. The best way to learn is to learn from someone who knows more than you about a subject. That's pretty simple. You know, if you want to go find out, you know, one of the best hacks you can ever have that you ever will learn is read and study people who are in a position that you would like to be at. It's simple enough. Or I'll give you one other idea. Look at people that you don't want to be like and do exactly opposite of what they're doing. How about that? That's a good idea, isn't it? You say, oh, they're broke. Well, let's see, what do they do to become broke? Why are they broke? Let's make a list of all the things they do. Let's do exactly opposite. But the best way is to get with somebody that can help you, and that's what we do. Number two, you have a budget and an emergency fund. That keeps you from borrowing money, getting in debt, having setbacks. That's 3 to 6 months of expenses in something liquid. You have a budget, which gives you three parts of the budget. First part of the budget is we make a list of everything that we are currently spending on a regular basis, and we put that into what we call a draft account. A draft account is all of our paychecks go into one account, all of our automated bill pays come out of that account. Then there's money left over. We determine out of that money left over, what do we need to set aside for upcoming expenses that will occur that are not regular, like Christmas, and maybe if you're going on a vacation or a car replacement, you know, things like that. So we put that aside. And then we have some money left over. That money that's left over, we know that some of this money, and by the way, the automation is we're going to automate savings out of that draft account, or it may be your paycheck. And then whatever's left over, we live on that weekly. And maybe the best way I found to do it is get you a debit card. If you're married, have two debit cards and move so much money each Sunday into each of the debit cards. That's what you live on a weekly basis. And then at the end of the week, if you don't have any money, you're done. That's a simple way of budgeting. We have budget forms at roymatlockjr.com. Also, on our podcast, which is former radio shows, you can find that anywhere, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can search budget, and I have an entire show just on budgets. Buy the proper life insurance, that's term life insurance, disability, health insurance, liability insurance, that's to keep you from going back, that protects your income. The idea of insurance is you buy insurance to protect against losing your income or your assets. How about that? We learn the difference between good debt and bad debt. Good debt is tied to something you can afford and it goes up in value. Bad debt's tied to something that goes down in value that you can't afford. Simple enough. If you have bad debt, you're going to be in trouble. Good debt is okay. All right. And we're saving for a home. We have an estate plan set up. What is that? Especially with children, will, a trust, financial power of attorneys, healthcare power of attorneys, living wills, all that kind of stuff. If you need help on that, go to roymatlockjr.com. We have all that information on how you do that. And we're going to get to 100 grand by age 30. That's the goal. If you're over age 30, get to 100 grand. Here's what it takes to get to 100 grand. If you invest $1,391 a month for 5 years and you get 9% on your money, you will have $100,000 in 5 years. How do you do that? You automate it. If you're married, you save, you live on one income, you live below your means, you get 100 grand. Because then what happens at 9%, you're going to make another 100 grand over the next 8 years, do nothing money. Because at 8%, your money doubles in 9 years. So your 100 goes to 200. How about that? So you get to make that. Then your 200 goes to 400. If you need 10 years, because you think it's just a little too far, at $547 a month, you got 100 grand. All right, so let's finish up getting started. All right. So if you're getting started, action plan, grow your income by growing your skill sets. Set up a budget, set up an automated retirement plans. You want to set up your insurance plans. That could be term just to cover your income. You may want to buy some permanent insurance that will be a secondary retirement plan later. You want to make sure that you have living benefits. That's critical illness, chronic illness. You want to make sure that if something happens, you've got disability income, health insurance, car insurance, renter's insurance. If you buy a home, you have home insurance. We're going to eliminate any bad debt. How do we do that? First thing we do is we go and we fire all of our expenses. Once we fire those expenses, we rehire back the ones that we really need, get rid of the ones that we can, and start applying it toward getting rid of the credit cards, all the car payments, stuff like that. You got your estate plan, and you automate investments. All right, so we do that. We then move to step two. You are now probably 35 to 55. We're going to do some things like maximize contributions. We're going to make sure we do that. 401ks, I can give this, and this is a general rule of thumb on 401ks. Generally speaking, a 401k, a tax-deductible 401k with matching funds makes good sense. That means that if you do matching, you get the tax deduction as well. Put in three, get six. I like that. That's a good idea. And then you take the tax deduction and you can put it into other things. Maybe you'll fund a Roth IRA. Maybe you'll fund a portion of your 401k is in a Roth 401k. Maybe you buy life insurance that builds up a secondary retirement plan that you can do. A lot of different things. But the bottom line is, if you've got a retirement plan and they're doing matching funds, you got to do the match. I mean, that is gimme money. Put in three, get six, get a 1 point tax deduction. That's like getting three, getting seven. Somebody came to me and said, hey, can you make change for three? And I'm like, yeah, here's seven. You'd say, I like that deal. I'll do all I could on that. Hand somebody three and get seven. Yet, a lot of people aren't doing it. All right. Then we start looking at our asset allocation, stocks, bonds. Maybe we have some extra money that we put into some annuities that grow tax deferred, growth type annuities, those kind of things. If you like real estate, meaning rental properties, you can just understand that rental properties are a business. It's not passive income. I hear that all the time. Yeah, real estate's passive income. Only way it's passive income is if you have somebody completely managing it, all right, and you're paying somebody to do that, all right, and it's still not completely passive. You still have to talk to the people. So if you like it, it's fine. My dad did a bunch of it. Had a bunch of those, and then one day, as he got older, we got rid of them and put it into funds instead. We use a bucket strategy with our investments and with our taxation. What is a bucket strategy? We have some things that are conservative, some that are moderate, some that are growth. We have it on the tax. We have taxable. We have tax-free. We have tax-deferred, all right, type accounts. We have some that have penalties, some that don't have penalties prior to 59 and a half. So now we're starting to build our income streams. If we have children, we're going to look at savings plans like 529s, UTMAs, things like that. We're going to start paying attention. Hopefully, our income by now has grown. We're going to start paying attention to one of our biggest bills out there. I ask people all the time, what is your biggest expense you have? And they say, well, maybe my house payment. I'm like, really? Is it really your biggest one? You know, most of the time, your biggest expense is your taxes. We consider cash value insurance for supplemental retirement plans. We start estate planning if we hadn't already done it, wills, power of attorney, living trust, and we prepare for future health care and long-term care costs. In your 50s, good options are you can buy things in your 50s to help you with long-term care so you are not hit with it at a later date in your life. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. If you like what you're hearing, couple things you could do. You may become a referral partner with us and make some extra income referring your network. If you want more information on that, we have a short video. Go to the website, roymatlockjr.com, or if you would like help with your money, we're here to help you. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, back again, segment three. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about building the financial plan, starting with young. How do you get started? Now we're talking to you middle-agers, getting ready to retire, and what you should be doing there. And if you are wanting to find out about what you missed, just check out our website, my website, or go to Spotify, Apple. It's Roy Matlack Jr. Money and Business Hour. We take all the radio shows, and there's several hundred of these podcasts that are sitting on Apple, Spotify, whoever you listen to, and you can go back through and listen that way. And if you want some great information on money, every week I come up with a new idea. I stick it on my website for you to download, so you can visit roymatlackjr.com. So what we're doing, we're in the accumulation stage, and what our real goal is to get to seven figures. That's it. You know, seven figures plus Social Security, you're moving in a good direction. And so you've got your retirement plans, you've got all these kind of things. So what happened is you moved from getting started, you got your 100 grand. Now the goal is to go from 100 grand to a million. How do we do that? We keep our defense in place so we don't go backwards. We're buying insurance. We're doing all the things that you know, keep you from going backwards. I got sued one time. It was interesting. Things happen. Here's what you got to realize. Emergencies are not unlucky. They're life. All right, things are going to happen. So I was in a car, took my son, he was little, and took him to a Memphis Grizzlies basketball game. And on the way home, he was in the back seat, and I'm driving, and all the traffic stopped on the interstate. And I stopped, and I heard this, he was asleep, I heard this spewing in the back. I see, spilled a Coke. And so what did I do? I reached back, and my foot rolled off of the brake. And I rolled up underneath this delivery truck, and my airbags went off, and this was a big truck. And so anyway, so the police come and so on. And then I find out I'm getting sued. Well, I had a Mercedes, so that's called, sue me. You must have some money. You have a Mercedes. Sue me. And so I get a phone call, getting sued, tell my insurance company. Of course, now, for me, you know, getting sued was I had a cheap lawyer. You know what a cheap lawyer is? It's called a personal umbrella policy. Personal umbrella policy, big liability policy. I think I had a couple million at the time of liability coverage. I raised my deductibles already on my home and auto and stuff like that, which was about enough savings because I had an emergency fund just to pay for the personal liability policy. And this guy, you know, he had all these problems. I mean, believe it or not, he even said, my back's so bad I can't have sex with my wife and all this kind of stuff. I mean, he was having major problems, but the truth of the matter was he's trying to snag me for some money. So the insurance company called me. I told them what happened. I sent them my cell phone bills to make sure that they knew I wasn't, you know, not paying attention. And that's the last I heard of it. I heard they settled for like $70,000 or $80,000. But the bottom line is, took me about 3 hours. Now, if I did not have insurance, you know what would have happened? I'd have been trying to fund this, and I'd have gone and paid a lawyer, all right, to start with. And you can't even, it costs $10,000 to get a lawyer to even remotely even understand what the heck's going on, all right, much less defend you. So you're going to do all those things. You got your defense, you got your 100K, you're growing, you continue to grow your income, and now you're going to invest 25% of your money, because what you've done is you've learned that as your income goes up, your taxes are paid, and you keep a gap of 25%, and we get to $1 million. How do you get to $1 million? You take 100 grand, and you put 4,000 a month in for 10 years, and you will have that money. Okay? Make sense? All right? So that's what you do. All right? That's easy enough, right? At 9%, that's what we do. We put it in, and we're on our way. So you got a retirement plan. We're going to make sure it's allocated right. As you get older, we're going to back it down a little bit, but not too bad when you're in your 50s. You know, a good portfolio, generally speaking, that these are studied. Studies have been done forever. 60-40 portfolio stock bond is a good allocation that, for the most part, people don't get too aggressive and get worried. They're not too conservative. It kind of works out like that, but everybody's different. But one of the things, the big mistakes I see is people are in their 50s, 60s, they're on the landing page to get to retirement, and they're way too aggressive, and then they can get dinged. So we want to back it down a little bit. If you need 20 years to get to your million, it takes 100 grand plus 715 a month, And so now we have a plan. So what I always tell people is let's come up with a GPS, goal, plan, schedule. I want $1 million in 20 years. I have 100,000 saved. I need to set aside $715 a month. How about that? All right. 30 years, if you have your 100 grand, guess how much you need to save? Zero. You got your $1 million. Now the question is, how quickly do we want to get more than that? How much sooner would we like to retire and put ourselves in a position like that? And so what I do is always go down the path, okay, of making sure that I have my game on as it relates to automatic drafts, payroll deductions. I want to do those kind of things. And then you wake up one day and you're like, this is off the table. It's automated. It's doing the right things. So now, what are some of the accumulation stage products and the products that we purchase when we are getting started? So when you're young and getting started, your retirement plan mindset is, I got a long ways to go to 59 and a half. So that means any retirement plans that I put in, I can be aggressive long term. I'm putting them in monthly, and I can be aggressive. And in doing that, I hope the market goes down. That means I'm buying dollar cost averaging in. I'm doing better. I'm getting my tax deductions, doing all that kind of stuff. You can buy life insurance. I'm going to give you some examples in the final segment of what things actually cost. It's so cheap. It's ridiculous when you're young. So anyway, we do that. We do our Roths. We do our 401ks. We're matching. We're doing that. And then we start going into, we have a money market account for emergency funds. You know, we might, as we start accumulating money, we're older, we bought life insurance along the way. I like some of the insurance products now that combine life insurance along with cash value. For years, I would tell people if they say cash value, run and hide. All right. And the insurance companies years ago, I didn't see anything out there that was any good. And so I always told people only buy term and invest the difference. I got a different attitude about it today. I think you need term insurance to protect your income. You need to buy a bunch of it with the idea that when you get at or near retirement, your income is you're not working anymore. You may drop that when it gets expensive. But you also, you know, if you lose a spouse, you lose one of your Social Security incomes. Typically, there's expenses that go along with dying, meaning health and healthcare, things like that. So I like some of the products that are out there that are more conservative, that give you some tax-free and tax-deferred growth and tax-free withdrawal. So that's something that I've got a different attitude on. The insurance industry got much better, and they're doing much better for people that are retiring. The annuities that are out there today, you can buy them that have principal guarantee and interest guarantees. You've got some that have principal guarantee and a piece of the upside. You have some that have a portion of the downside. The big thing about annuities that I like for people at the near retirement stage is they can get tax-deferred growth. They can also turn it into a lifetime income guarantee. You're going to have most of your money in managed accounts, stock and bond funds, things of that nature. I'm not encouraging you to pay your house off if you have a good loan. Some of the worst moves I've ever seen is, and the worst advice that has ever been given is to pay your house off when you have a low interest loan and it's not a problem paying it. You know, if somebody loaned me money at 3 or 4%, I'm going to take it. That's what I would do. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. If you're tuning in right now, everything is at roymatlockjr.com. Go there, download some of our free tools. We look forward to working with you. We'll be right back in just a second.
What?
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, final segment. My name is Roy Matlock Jr., and we have been talking about creating plans from young to middle, and we're going to go into the retiree plan in just a second. But I wanted to give you some ideas about, you know, why, you know, if you see these GoFundMe accounts and, you know, people, somebody leaves their kids behind and stuff like that, there's just no excuse for that. You know, leave their kids with nothing. Let me give you an example. A 20-year term, I'm looking at a standard rate 20-year term with living benefits. What a living benefit policy means is that if you have critical illness or chronic illness, you have a heart attack, a lot of stuff like that, you can actually get accelerated benefits. Get this, $1 million on someone 30 years old, standard rate. And this is the crazy part about it. Standard rate, $100 a month. Is that crazy? $106 a month on a standard rate. If you get a preferred rate, this is the crazy part. You can go in on a preferred rate or even a preferred plus rate. It is, let's see, well, I'm quoting right here. And this is an instant issue policy. All right, so what that means is no physical, no nothing. Wow. You can go and get a 20-year term for $1 million for $60 a month. And I tell people, it's like everyone should buy term insurance. If you're young, you can get it for nothing. It allows you also, if you get sick, chronic, critical, any of that kind of stuff, you can get the, you know, a lot of the death benefit, up to 90% of the death benefit in advance. And, I mean, it just makes no sense not to do that. Now, if you get older, how much does it cost? It's still a great deal. That's the thing that blows my mind about it. Everyone should have term insurance. So what is a 40-year-old? A 40-year-old, let's see, a 40-year-old can get that coverage for $1 million. Wow. 20-year term, $60 a month, something like that. So anyway, it's crazy what you can do. So just wanted to let you know that. So you should never go without coverage. Get it while you're young, when you're in good shape, that kind of deal. And you can visit RoyMatlockJr.com. We do have the instant issue term life insurance that you can get in about 15 minutes, get it off the table, and it includes also a will and a trust at no cost. You can visit RoyMatlockJr.com. We have an insurance marketplace, but this is a simple one that you can just go in and, I mean, literally fill out a form, and we get you covered quickly on that. We do financial advisory. We have an insurance marketplace, and we have the investment marketplace. I tell people we're like, we'll just call us the Amazon. Used to be the Walmart. We're the Amazon when it comes to products and stuff like that. So when you're getting started, you start accumulating money. We talk about that. You know, a perfect place for someone new would be we set up term life insurance. We set up, you know, they put their matching funds in their 401k. Maybe they buy a Roth. We make sure that all of their, you know, liability coverages are set up correctly. Draft an emergency fund. If they have cars and credit cards, show them how to get out of that. And we put that plan together and automate it. And you take 10% of what you're making starting out, and we automate that. And then you wake up one day and you're like, hey, this is pretty cool. I'm saving money. I can tell you examples. I have several of my clients out there that one of my buddies, he got started with me, and the dude's become obsessed. All right. I mean, he is out there every time I hear, hey, man, I got some more money I want to do something with. Because when you start investing your money, you start seeing some progress, then suddenly you're like, you look at it the way I looked at it. I used to look at, and this is kind of the crazy stuff. RJ's in the back and he produces a show for me. And he's like, where do you come up with these stories, man? I said, well, dude, I'm always meeting people and stuff like that. And so I used to do things like this because once I understood this rule of 72 and the way money worked, I said, that doesn't cost me $1,000 if I spend it. It's going to cost me $1,000 today, but if I get 10%, it's going to cost me $2,000 in 7 years, and it's going to cost me $4,000 in 14 years. In 21 years, it's cost me $21,000, and in 28 years, it's going to cost me $42,000. Should I spend, is this product that I'm getting ready to consume and blow worth $42,000? No, but I didn't look at it that way. When I was spending, I was thinking $1,000, who cares? No, that's the plant that I just plucked, all right, that I don't get paid on anymore. And so I'm thinking, man, I got to think differently, right? And so one of my guys, he always, I meet with these guys, and when they start thinking about it, you say, now, does that mean you can't enjoy life? No, you got to enjoy your life. I mean, I love, you know, I love traveling. I love eating out. I love playing golf. I love doing all that kind of stuff. But just get a plan in place to where you grow your income, and then your lifestyle grows with your income as long as you're saving like 25% of your money and you get your money working for you. And, hey, it's game on. Things are good. And so I have people like that. I have another client of mine that we started working and together. And, you know, it's one of these, I mentioned names. I'm not going to get into all their personal stuff. But I think that, you know, you think about working a little bit longer when you still can, saving a little bit longer rather than retiring now. And then one day you wake up a few years later and you're like, wow, I doubled my net worth because I worked a few more years. And so I can tell you stories, guys, all about these stories where if you just start getting in the mentality that, hey, I'm going to get ahead. I'm going to take the stress off the plate. All right, it's off the table. No more stress because I'm getting my money right. If your money's not right, a lot of things are not right. And so let's get our money right. And if you want us to help you get your money right, just go to RoyMatlockJr.com. One of our advisors that I've trained will be happy to meet with you. Maybe I'll even meet with you. And you can do that and schedule a phone call. Find out where you're at. Generally, we start out by just seeing what you've done up to this point. What have you done right? What have you done wrong? All right, what can we do to fix it, correct it, move forward? Let's implement something, get you on a game plan. And so now you're almost retired. You're about to retire, or maybe you are retired. What do we need to do? We need to make sure that we have a plan in the event, defensive. You know, we may have something, final expense. We want to make sure that we have a will and a trust in place, financial and the healthcare power of attorney. You know, my mother's 101. She hasn't managed her money in years, okay? But all our bills get paid every month because we have financial and healthcare power of attorneys in place, living trust, all those kind of things to keep your kids from fighting, keep your kids from hating each other, keep your second marriage in place where the assets go to the right people, you know, when you pass, all that kind of stuff. So we want to get our estate plan in order. We want to make sure that if, you know, we have a long-term care event, that that's taken care of. We're playing defense. We got final expense insurance to make sure that we have some money set aside. You know, we still have our emergency fund. We're going to start looking a little different at our goal. Our goal is once financially independent, we never go back. So we don't try to go double. What we try to do is first and foremost, we make sure we don't go backwards. So we're going to have a certain portion of our money in different buckets. Some of the buckets are very conservative buckets. We have some in the middle. We have some that have guarantees. We have some that are more aggressive, which is inflation. So you say, how do we do investment buckets? Well, you know, we look and we say, well, portion of our money is going to be very conservative. May have some money sitting in money market accounts. What's the money market account for? Well, we pull from that when the stock market's down. That's one of the buckets we pull from. We may have something that gives us a guaranteed lifetime income. And you think about a guaranteed lifetime income. Well, what do you put together with to get a guaranteed lifetime income? Well, you've got one thing for to start is your Social Security. And the question is, when should you start drawing it? You know, everybody's different, but one of the things that I like to do if you're still working and you hit your full Social Security age, go ahead and draw it. All right. And then we'll just invest it. And then what happens is that money can grow. Now you have a lump sum from your Social Security, plus you have an income. And very seldom have I ever seen it that it doesn't make more sense if you're working and you're at the Social Security age, full Social Security age. I always tell people to pull it and we invest it. All right. So we do that. Then we may add to it a lifetime income guarantee on an annuity. And so I'll give you an example. Somebody puts in $300,000 in a lifetime income guarantee and they're 67 years old. Here's what we're looking at. That right now at 67, mostly retirement age, you got Social Security and an annuity. What would it give you? It gives you about, let's see here. I'll give you the number. I got to go back. I'm doing my calculating while I'm talking. But I'll give you that number in just a second. So we're going to add that to our plan. And we go in. So what is $300,000 on an annuity? This is just a sample rate. They change every day. But I'm pulling it as of this moment. It's 67 years old on an annuity. It's paying lifetime income of about almost 8%. So now you take that, you take Social Security, that's our base income. We then add some money that's conservative that we can additionally pull from if we need it. When the market's down, we have some market risk type products where the market goes up and goes down, but that covers us for inflation later. And we are moving in a direction of being set up. So what are products that you look at when you move into a withdrawal stage type situation? Here's what we do. We look at, we're going to have some, maybe a third of our money in things that have guarantees to it. We're going to have a portion of our money, about another third, that are somewhat guaranteed, less volatile. We'll have about another third of it in stuff that goes up and down in value that has more growth opportunity. We have buckets, and we have tax-free buckets, tax-deferred buckets, and you know, taxable buckets. So we do all these things with the idea that we're going to put a plan in place to make it happen. Hope today's show was beneficial to you. My name is Roy Matlock, Jr. We are a fiduciary, Roy Matlock, Jr. Advisory. You can visit roymatlockjr.com. Lots of opportunities out there. Check out our referral partner program if you'd like to find out more about that or download some of our free tools. With that being said, we'll talk to you next week.